selling postcards of the hanging. What does he mean by that? Perhaps the beauty parlor sailors can tell us where he's at. Sometimes his words are mysterious, sometimes they're plain inspired. Sometimes we wonder if he's nuts or maybe was just tired. But one thing I'm inclined to believe, there are times when he's at a go and he himself is in the dark of cogitation mode. The penny whistled nurse in charge of the cyanide hole pleads with Neptune's Nero to spread mercy on her soul. Calypso singers ply their wares at T.S. Eliot and freely sprinkle kerosene over phantom and idiot. With Casanova and Ophelia, stars of a former show, they all contribute to our plague of cogitation mode. Hearing moonbeams and other metaphors coming through defenseless ears, our brains become befuddled with bouquets of rain and tears. The strange and wonderful images spring freely, I'm sure, from our young disheveled poet who sometimes played the boor. But to those who think him genius and feel his words aglow, try to understand him, we suffer cogitation mode. Despite occasional strains from past mental contortions, I still return to Dylan to masticate other portions. For sometimes just his flow of words is enough to bring me joy, and often he imparts a treasure, not just a complex ploy. So I toss his words around my mind and give the dice another throw to contemplate his literary skills with cogitation.